This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the second time in less than 18 months, communities along the lower Merrimack River are dealing with major flooding. Area environmentalists argue that levees and floodplain development are responsible for making these events hard on residents. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports.
For Eureka resident and retired PE teacher Sharon Wasson, her basement is her sanctuary. It's her office, her living room, her place of rest. But flooding this week has turned her basement into a jungle of sandbags, pumps, and blower fans. Laundry machines and furniture stand on top of cinder blocks. A shop vac sucks up water leaking in from the sewers. She's more prepared for this flood because she dealt with the December 2015 flood. But she feels this flood is worse because the rains have lasted longer, so she has to keep monitoring her basement.
It's been hell trying to keep the water at bay. That's the worst thing. It's torture.
Wasson says she slept about 4 hours in the last 2 days. Family members, neighbors, and Eureka High football players have come in to help pump water out of her house.
I was about ready to just throw in the towel last night, about ready to quit. And then I kept thinking about how hard all these people worked to keep my house dry. And I'm like, nope, keep going.
The water levels in Eureka are going down, but Wasson's worried about dealing with another major flood in the near future.
I think it will happen again for many reasons. Well, the levee in Valley Park is one problem. It's built incorrectly and everybody knows it and forces water this way.
Recent floods along the Merrimack have drawn attention to Valley Park's levee, which the Army Corps of Engineers built almost a decade ago. Levees are designed to protect people in low-lying areas, but they can cause rivers to rise and make flooding worse, according to research published by Washington University geologist Bob Chris. That's because they block the path rivers flow in times of heavy rain.
The more we wall the rivers off and constrict them with the levees and river structures, the flood levels themselves get aggravated.
Last fall, an engineering firm concluded that the height of Valley Park's levee exceeds regulation. The levee was supposed to be built to protect the city from a 100-year flood, which have a 1% chance of happening in any given year. Instead, the engineer's research suggested that it's actually able to withstand a 500-year flood, a more severe event that has a 0.2% chance of happening in a year. The Army Corps of Engineers denied the findings of that study. Corps spokesperson Amanda Crucy says the levee was built properly.
Any points that you measure along the levee that are higher are either permitted utility crossings or they might be concrete pedestrian walkways.
The Corps began surveying the heights of 50 levees in the St. Louis District last October. Environmentalists argue that the Valley Park levee is just one example of the pervasive issues of flooding in the St. Louis region. David Stokes is the executive director of the Great Rivers Habitat Alliance.
Whenever you build a levee, you just protect the area right behind the levee. You send the water, you make it somebody else's problem. And we do that over and over our rivers. It's not necessarily one levee here or there, but it's the whole system of over-channelized rivers, too many levees, too much floodplain development, and then you add in the effects of climate change, and there's your answer as to why we have two 500-year floods in 17, 18 months along the Merrimack River.
In Eureka, Wasson says she can't stand the idea of leaving the town that she loves, but she also can't stand the thought of going through another major flood.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to do this again. You know, I'm really blessed because I have so many great people in my life that come and help me. You know, my son's been busting his tail since day one. It's been a pain. I'm sick of it.
And that's enough to make her think about moving to higher ground. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.